is Joanna Schrader, and I'm here at World Pork Expo in Des Moines, Iowa. And I am with Jeff Miller with Watt Publications. Watt Publishing. How are you, Jeff?
I'm very good, thank you.
Well, Jeff, before we went on tape here, we talked about a little bit about Watt Publishing. You're a 94-year-old company, fourth generation, and you currently have 8 agribusiness publications, and a lot, actually. You do have some publications in the swine, so list those off quick for our readers.
Our primary swine publication is Pig International, so it focuses on the global pig sector.
Okay. And one of the reasons that we're talking today is you have on June 24th a live virtual one-day forum on feed. So yes. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Yes. On the 24th of June, we're holding a one-day event called the Watt Online Feed Forum. And today we're at a live trade show. This is basically synonymous of a live trade show, but it's on the internet. So we're putting 5 presentations on, in which an audience of knowledge seekers from over 100 countries from around the world have signed up to come to attend those presentations. And they also have the ability to mingle with their colleagues from all over the world. And, of course, they have the opportunity to go to sponsor booths that are also in the virtual event.
So let's talk a little bit more about feed. Is this feed an animal nutrition? Are they broad presentations across, cattle, pigs, poultry?
Great question.
Or is it more limited to certain types of animal health?
Yeah, really good question. The 5 presentations, we want to cast the biggest net into the audience and be very broad with our approach, but very narrow with the presentation. So we have a presentation on feeding of laying hens. We have a presentation on mycotoxins. We have a presentation on feed manufacturing. That's actually going to be a feed manufacturing workshop. And then we have a presentation on the ruminant end of the business and on the aquaculture end of the business.
So who all should be sitting in on this presentation?
Another great question. We want to draw an audience of knowledge seekers that would include nutritionists and veterinarians that are looking to, A, get more quality information on how to improve their processes in the development of animal feed, and then, of course, the animal feed professionals that are in the manufacturing side of feed supplements.
And then would this still be educational for a producer as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Think of this if you're a swine farm owner and you're looking to maximize the feed cost intake into your herd. This feed manufacturing workshop will give you practical advice and solutions on how to decrease your input costs and increase the efficiency within the swine.
Now, you mentioned that although this is a live one-day event, you do pre-record the presentations, but is there still an opportunity for Q&A?
Yeah, another great question. And what we found is that we pre-record the presentations, but we bring back the presenters, which come from academia, from the private sector, from the supplier sector, industry experts, and they have a live question and answer session after each presentation. So typically the presentations are 45 to 50 minutes, and then we have 10 to 15 minutes of live question and answer. And how that's done is the participants type their questions in via chat, and the presenters have the opportunity to scan through those and answer audibly what they feel would be the best question for the audience.
Now, for those who can't make it on the 24th, will there be an opportunity for them to go back and review some of these presentations?
Yeah, terrific. We have the one-day live event on the 24th, but then we have the archived version of that available for 90 days afterwards. The attendees can sign up to come in. It's free to attend, and they can view the presentations on demand, and they also can still visit the supplier booths, the sponsor booths, and send emails, communication to the staffers who are not there during the live event, and they can also look at the quality educational product and service information that is in the virtual trade show booth in the event.
And then, Jeff, do they need to pre-register, and if so, where should they go to do that?
Great. We encourage anyone that would like to attend this. It's free to attend, and they have to go to wattevents.com. That's wattevents.com. Free to attend. They have to sign up and just give them their quick profile of who they are and what their responsibilities are within the industry, and they're able to attend.
Great. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, we appreciate being at live events. We strongly feel that with a global audience that People are looking for knowledge and education in any channel available, whether that's a live a trade show, whether that's a website, whether that's a Twitter feed, whether that's a Facebook page. The virtual event platform is simply another channel for professionals to get quality information about agribusiness.
Great. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you very much.